So, Janice, what's going on today and what is it part of as a bigger project?
This is just part of the bigger Heritage Lottery project.
Yeah.
Which is aimed at capturing people's memories and stories about World War II. It's actually come about probably because of this group of people from Shenley Hall. When Oliver was talking to people as part of the World War One project we did a couple of years ago, quite a lot of these people wanted to talk about World War Two. So we thought, let's follow that. And that's how that's come about, really. And the fact that if we don't get the stories now, soon, it could be too late.
That's true, yeah. So, like in 20 years, I'd imagine, yeah. So what is it? Arts 10. Is it Arts 10?
Arts 50 Alive.
Arts 50 Alive. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Arts 50 Alive has been going probably for about 10 years now. I'm involved because previously I worked for Birmingham City Council as a community development officer, and it was part of my role to support Arts 50 Alive, along with Rebecca Debenham from Northfield Community Partnership in her previous role. Gloria Gain, who's here today, who's now retired like myself. It was her previous role when she worked for Bourneville Village Trust. So we've all carried on supporting it when we've moved on either to be retired or into other jobs, and we've carried on because it's an intergenerational network. It's about bringing younger and older people together, and we felt it's important to carry on doing that.
It is, and that's exactly what's going on now. So yesterday I spoke to people, I spoke to elderly people. Today young people are talking to elderly people. What's going to happen in the next... what's happening up until the finish line of the project?
We're now going to carry on to March.
March?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's good. I'm sort of putting the word out amongst the different workers and groups that I know, that if there are people in this age group, or even like myself, that were born after the war, but have either got family stories that they know, or just about what it was like growing up in the aftermath of the war, that they want to talk about it.
So it's all about collecting stories. That's what's going to happen, and then we'll we're going to document it, and we'll have
hopefully
a newspaper or some sort of publication. And drama
and
pieces.
Not losing that story.
Yeah. So just documenting it.
Yeah.
So is it gonna happen? Is it gonna be a weekly meetups? Just gonna happen when it can.
No, it's going to be ad hoc.
Yeah.
Get people together.
Yeah.
Get them to tell their stories to young people.
Mm-hmm.
Record them in as interesting ways as possible.
Yeah.
Go on two or three trips. We're going to the National
War. Oh, yeah, I got an email about that. I'll hopefully come to that.
Also go to Bletchley Park to the decoding centre.
Okay.
It'll only be a small group that will go there. And also to Coventry Cathedral, because the peace process
gonna get,
that went on.
Intergenerational groups to go together.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So that young people, will understand the bigger picture.
Yeah, because you said.